Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Getaway Friday night. Last Friday in the month of October. October, Friday, October 27th. 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan for the big Friday night extravaganza here on WGH Talk Radio. Well, that's good. Open up the microphone and you belch right in the mic.
I did.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That was horrible.
That's horrible. Why would you do that?
I didn't even get my mic on.
So you just belch anyway?
No, it just came out of the blue.
Well, that's a nice opener for the program tonight. That's Sean Kraft for you right there. Matt Morgan, what do you want to do? What, like lick the microphone or something?
Yeah.
The opening belch, the ceremonial opening belch has happened for tonight's program. How are you, Matt?
I'm pretty good.
Carrington's in New York City. She'll be back in a week or so, I guess. And so tonight it's really an all-men show. But we'll take calls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on anybody's mind before we get on to the topics at hand tonight?
You know, I have a little shin gig I want to talk about. You know, my trip coming back from Georgia.
Yes.
And Kentucky, in a construction zone. They need to fix that area there on 71 right before you hit Cincinnati. Because I had a blowout there.
You hit Cincinnati pretty good, didn't you?
I hit Cincinnati pretty good, I think, yes.
You did. You left your mark on Cincinnati.
I sure did. Yeah.
Your tire blew out.
Yes, it blew out, and it broke some, my skid plate, Matt. My skid plate underneath there, it broke that thing. Broke my rim, everything.
When AAA showed up, did you belch in their face?
No, I did not. I should have.
Well, you should have.
You know, I am ticked off about AAA, though. I pay the highest premium with AAA, and it took them 5.5 hours to get me home.
5.5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that is terrible, isn't it?
It is terrible. It was a long day.
Okay. Should we do our sound effects? We don't do those every week, and I always feel like we should.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our sound effects for everybody out there tonight. Of course, we have George Kosotis, legendary restaurateur, 91 years old now. This is George on our station in the past, singing the PS-117 song, Matt's favorite song. Go ahead, George. Tear it up.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Thank you, George Kosotis. If that doesn't make you a fan for life, nothing will.
I agree. I mean,
Matt, you've learned the song.
I have. You know, I listened to it like 3 times, and it was there.
Now, this is Major League umpire, former Major League umpire Larry Barnett's "Your Out" call. Now, that's what this is. This is how I used to call him in the majors. Are you ready for this? This is big. You'll miss it. Yeah, there it is. Now, I always like to play that twice in case you miss it. Now, again, this is Major League umpire Larry Barnett on this show, doing his old "you're out" call for Major League Baseball. Yeah, there's nothing like that. And then we have one of my all-time favorites here. This is Roger Houston's call. Now, we don't do this one every week, but this is the man, the voice of the Little Brown Jug for 55 years. This is his call of the Little Brown Jug. Are you ready for this? This is when he did it on our show. Another great voice.
The Pacers are moving in behind the Mike Wolfenberg starting gate. A field of 8. This is the second heat of the Little Brown Jug. And here they come.
Well, right there you go. There's another great moment in broadcasting. And then, oh, by the way, tomorrow Ohio State plays Wisconsin. Now, Buckeye Guy, super fan, our dear friend here at the station, well, really my dear friend, called in this morning and gave us a prediction. Now, the Fox Sports prediction is Ohio State 30, Wisconsin 15. Buckeye Guy's prediction this morning is Ohio State 35 and Wisconsin 17. Now, Buckeye Guy was on this station, and boy, can I find it here because it looks like somebody's moved it now. Oh, no, here it is. Buckeye Guy was on the station not too long ago. And does anybody remember the Oscar Mayer baloney song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, I had Buckeye Guy sing the baloney song. That's entertainment in and of itself. Now, here it is. Buckeye Guy superfan singing the baloney song. Oscar Mayer. Take it away, Buckeye Guy.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
You know, he seems like he has a little trouble spelling baloney. Now, I did not realize there was that much trouble spelling baloney, but God bless the Buckeye Guy. He's a wonderful human being. Now, we've got one more clip here to play. Of course, we're talking about legendary journalist Barbara Walters. A little thing she did for me. Take it away, Barbara, here on WGH.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears. On WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. You Downs did that for years and made zillions and zillions of dollars by just doing that. He's a fascinating gentleman. Dead now, but, well, so is Barbara, so there you go. But the legendary Barbara Walters voice on this program. So now we've done great moments in broadcasting. How do you feel, Matt?
You know, I feel good. Those are all fantastic.
Sean, how do you feel?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give us a call. Now, there is something on my mind because Halloween is on Tuesday, and you're a star if you're in the Marion Star. And yesterday on the front page of the Marion Star was a girl named Helene Schweizer, who lives in Worcester, Ohio. She's 28 years old. She identifies as a vampire. She has fangs. She has long, flowing white shirts. She doesn't suck your blood, but her big quote is, "My soul is a vampire. It's all about soul stuff." Boy, she's very eloquent for a vampire. Matt, we've talked about this. They put this woman on the front page of the Marion Star. As I've said, couldn't they find a local vampire for the local newspaper? Apparently not, but she was right there, and boy, she sold the papers yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I looked for papers at two different Kroger's, and they did not have them either.
Now, what do you make of a vampire?
I think that's an interesting way to live life.
I think that this woman is fascinating.
I mean, yeah, I'd agree.
I mean, she's a vampire. Do you understand that? A vampire. She's got fangs. But she doesn't suck your blood. So I'm not really sure what she uses the fangs for. Maybe like to open cans of pop or something.
I don't... I'm curious as
to
how
she got the fangs. Did you see her
jamming that in
there and like turning it? She's a vampire. It's in her soul.
Yeah, but I don't think one just grows fangs.
Well, I don't know that one grows fangs, but this one has fangs. We can certainly say that.
Yeah, you think she, like, had her teeth filed down, or do you think she got, like, implants?
You know, I don't really know. I know a lot of girls who've had implants, and I can't really know. I don't really know if this girl has implants or not. If I ever run into her, if I'm ever in Worcester, I'll ask her if she's got implants.
I will too. I'm genuinely curious as to how she got fangs.
Would you like to meet this woman?
Yeah, yeah.
What if she came at you, though? What if she came at you strong?
What do you mean?
Like, what if she came at you? Like, she wanted to do you in?
Like, tried to attack me?
Yeah, she's a vampire.
Hey. You know, just crucifix.
Crucifix. Well, I don't know if that works anymore. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you get that paper at the CVS?
We did. We have a picture with Helene Schweizer on it. Did you read the story on Helene?
No, I don't get the paper, but I thought he said he went to Kroger's, and I thought, well, it was at CVS.
I think you went to Kroger before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we ended up at CVS, and we did get one. So I appreciate that. I think they charged him, though, $1.50, didn't they?
Yeah.
I said, and she said, no, don't worry about it. And then she said it was $1.50, so I thought she wasn't going to charge. I said, well, if there's a charge, I'll just come in and pay it later.
Oh, that's fine. We took care of the $1.50. That's no... But we're glad we got it. We appreciate you calling. How's your night going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm tired. I just got done mowing.
Oh, well, it's a good day to do it. It's tomorrow the weather's supposed to turn ugly.
Oh, I know it. So I went out. What time was it? And I got done. Sometimes it takes me close to 2 hours, but I don't mow across a ditch anymore. And so I just put the mower about as fast as it would go and let it fly.
Now, do you do anything special for the upcoming Halloween?
Oh, no, uh-uh.
No.
I'm not going to hand out candy either, because the last couple years at COVID, and I didn't want to be out there. Usually it's cold and rainy, and I always gave out the candy and stuff, but I see where Dayspring, they've got signs up. A lot of places, my daughter, I think she helps the police, because sometimes she rides with them. They give out candy from, their trunk or something. So I think a lot of people still that.
Yeah, trunk or treats.
Uh huh.
Well, I'm glad you're out. I'm glad you're out there with us, and stay tuned.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Oh, and we've got a top 10 list tonight. I forgot that. We do have a top 10 list coming up later in the program. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. That's why we're on for 2 solid hours, pure entertainment, on Friday night. 740-383-9944 is the number if there's anything on your mind. But do you think, Sean, that this woman, Helene Schweizer, should be on the front page of the Marian Star above the fold? Big color picture.
I think it's interesting, because it's being Halloween time. But the world's a vampire, so that's, that's
the world is a vampire?
Yeah, there's a song for that.
Well, there might be
a vampire.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Yeah.
It's a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does that mean? The world's a vampire.
I don't know.
I don't think the world's a vampire, is it?
Well, you never know.
The world is an oxygenated carbon mess, isn't it?
I do believe
it's not
so,
really
yeah.
a vampire.
it's just a good song.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Well, how's it go?
The world is a vampire. Sent to dream. Secret destroyers.
Yeah.
And that's all I got off
sent,
the top of my head.
Sent to the drain? Is that what you said?
Sent to drain.
Sent to drain.
Secret destroyers.
That doesn't even make sense. What language is that?
It's a Smashing Pumpkins song, okay?
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins did a song called "The World Is a Vampire."
No, the song's called "Bullet with Butterfly Wings."
Bullet with Butterfly.
But the band.
That's like the open. Those are the opening lyrics for the song. Yeah.
What does that mean? The world's a vampire.
It's a song.
I bet Helene Schweizer's got that playing in her house all the time. She's a real life vampire. Do you understand that? This is my type of woman. She's married, all right,
Imagine kissing her. The fangs might cut your lip.
Well, I don't think that's what you really worry about with the vampire. There's other things to worry about.
Yeah, right.
She's pale, and she's...
So she has a husband.
Yeah, she does have a husband. So you can't take a run at her.
Are you going to interview the husband, too, about this? How do you deal with a vampire?
I don't know. Listen, the woman's on my list of people to interview, so we'll see what happens. But Halloween's coming up, so she made the front page of the paper, so I feel she's got to be on the show.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's only right. And she wears big flowing shirts. Big flowing white shirts.
I think she might be trying a little too hard.
She won the prize in my book for most ridiculous story ever on the page of the Marian Star front page.
I think it's a good time to bring her on the spotlight.
But she's not from Marion, and there's no story to that story.
Well, I don't think, do we have any vampires? I think we have more crackheads in Marion than vampires.
Well, that just clears it all up, doesn't it?
I mean,
That's not really the question we're looking for here.
No, I'm just saying, do we have
I'm
any
sure
vampires
there's a vampire
here?
Somewhere. There's got to be somebody in this town with fangs and long white shirts.
You think so? I never see any. Well, I just see people,
Go over on the west side. You'll see him. over on the west side. They're all over on the west side of town. I don't get over there very often.
That's where the vampires
are. That's where the vampires are.
Yeah.
You ever been over to the west side, Matt?
I don't think I have,
west
no.
West side!
Don't park your car over there and leave it for very long. You'll come back with four flats. There'll be nothing
because,
there.
Because of the fangs?
Yeah. They pop your tires. That's right. They suck on your tires over on the west side. It's Vampire City over there. Because, as you know, the world is a vampire.
That's
exactly.
Whatever that means.
Yes.
Good Lord. Let's get on to the next topic here. We've wore that one out, as they say. Until we get her on, there's really not much more to talk about. I like this one. We talked about this the other night on The Exchange. A girl went on TikTok, because God knows we all love the TikTok. A girl went on TikTok and shamed her date. It was a first date. Shamed her, I guess, companion on her first date for taking her to the Cheesecake Factory. Saying, listen, you can't take me to a chain restaurant. I'm too good for this. I look too good. I'm great. And don't take me to the Cheesecake Factory. And the guy said, well, I'm taking you home is where you're going if you don't want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. And this woman had to apologize for shaming him on TikTok. So the question is it wrong to shame somebody for taking you to Cheesecake Factory on your first date?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
What if somebody wanted to... Would you ever take somebody to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date, Matt? If you asked them on a date and they said, yes, let's go, would you say Cheesecake Factory?
I've never been to the Cheesecake Factory, and I don't like cheesecake, so probably not.
But it's not about you. See, here's the point.
You see, but why would I go somewhere and eat something that I don't like?
Where would you take the girl on your first date? McDonald's? Third shift?
Yeah.
I'll pick you up about 3:15 in the morning, and we'll go on through the drive-thru and get some fries and nuggets.
Well, at that point, I'll just wait until 4. That's when they start selling the breakfast.
Oh, 4 a.m. See, I didn't even know that.
He's
out at 4 a.m. getting McGriddles.
Me if I'm awake.
Oh, there you go. Now, here's my question, though. Where do you take them on the first date? Let's say you ask somebody out on a date. You would take them where?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably to get food somewhere.
Well, I understand you get food somewhere. Do you know where?
Probably like L Camps, something like that.
Mexican.
Mi jalapeno. Not necessarily Mexican, just...
Wasn't that what they have at L Camps and all
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, just like of that quality.
Really?
I mean, it's... Yeah.
You call it taco?
I like a good taco.
Taco's good.
I agree.
Now, why would you do that? Why would you take them there?
I don't know. it's
do you want a senorita?
It's good. It's close.
Fried ice cream? Delicious.
I did not know that. I've never had dessert from either Mihop's or L Camps.
Do you think a girl would shame you for that?
If she tried, I'd probably have the same reaction as that man and be like, all right, cool.
Take her home, huh?
Yeah, I'd see you later.
Say, I had enough of you. What do you think, Sean? Where would you take a girl if you should get a date on your first date?
I think Red Lobster.
It has to be Red Lobster.
What about
the Cheesecake Factory?
I think the Cheesecake, that could be dessert. But I think, but Red Lobster would be the actual, restaurant, and then we can go down to Cheesecake Factory or... maybe Handles ice cream or something like that.
But why do you have to do it this way? Can't you take her to a cheap place?
Well, yeah, but a lot of girls like on their first date, they want to be pampered.
Yeah, but aren't you really giving them false hope there? If your first date is at Red Lobster and your second date is at Rallies?
Well, you try to ruin them one more.
That's called love bombing.
Love bombing.
You can't love bomb. Love bombing is bad. Haven't we discussed that on this program? Show them who you are in the beginning, and then you don't gotta fake anything.
I think it's a whole big waste of time if you start faking things, because then you either gotta carry on the fake persona, or at some point you just gotta drop it.
Well, sometimes, I mean, once in a great while, it's good to take them out to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, but not in the beginning, because in the beginning, you're pretending that's who you are, when really, you're not Red Lobster, you're Wendy's.
Well, I mean, it depends on, you know, the I understand, you know, the budget and everything you have, but I think sometimes you just tell them up front, say, hey, you know, I'll take you on this first date here, but don't expect it all the time.
You say that on the first date?
Yeah.
Don't expect us to ever be coming back here.
No, I mean, don't expect
you better get all the popcorn shrimp you can get tonight, because this is it.
I mean, you don't need to inspect it all the time, but, you know, once in a great while.
Okay.
Sometimes you stay home and cook.
Now, what do you think the chances are of a second date after you make that statement?
Well, I mean, sometimes you have to say you want to cook at home or something.
And what are you going to cook at home?
You know, hamburgers or something.
Okay, vary it up.
I can cook at home. I'd take them home, and I'd make some chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup. I like chicken
noodle
soup.
Boy, there's nothing more romantic on a date than chicken noodle soup.
Make some chili. Something like that.
Oh, chili.
That's what you want. You know, sit on the couch with her after you make a nice bowl of chili.
What's the other stuff with chicken what do they call it? Chickling dumplings. Ooh, that was so delicious.
You want to feed a girl chili on the first date?
What's wrong with chili?
Yeah, what's wrong with chili?
Well, because what happens about an hour after you eat chili?
Not me.
Yeah. Everything does you.
No,
listen, you just had a pop and you belched into the microphone.
Yeah, but I can eat chili without having farts.
Hey!
No, I'm just saying.
Flagellation. Let's be a little highbrow here.
Okay, it's fine. We'll just cover it up a little bit. But you know what? I'm just saying. You know?
I don't know.
You know,
you don't want the girl to feel that she's got to keep that in. She could hurt herself. True or false?
Well, when she bends over, she'll blow it.
See, now right there, that's over. That's the first date's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be okay. It's fine.
So your idea of a good date is feeding her chili on day one. You're going to get shamed on TikTok. That's what they do now.
I can make chicken Alfredo.
Oh, chicken Alfredo. Now you're getting better.
It shouldn't be about the food. It should be about being with the person.
Yeah, I believe that, but that's not the way it is. That's not the topic we have on the table here tonight.
I agree.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Craig.
How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing fine. Sean, where have you been? You've been avoiding me.
Oh, I am so sorry, Pastor. I had an issue coming back from Georgia, and I did not feel good today, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better. But
well,
I'll be back
I'm
next
glad
Friday.
You're feeling better, because I heard about your incident, and that wasn't good, and so I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. But I'll be back next Friday and see you.
Well, hey, we'll get together one of these days.
Absolutely.
So, guys, I am the oldest of that group, so let me give you a word of wisdom. For a first date, forget trying to impress them with, you know, Cheesecake Factory or Red Lobster or any of that kind of stuff. Just show them that you're a practical guy and that you're going to be a practical guy. So on the first date, you take them to a fast lube and get the oil change.
Also, no food.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Just take them to an oil change.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, there were a couple girls who I've known over the years who look like they came out of an oil lube type of place.
Well, they may work out in the long run.
Well, you know, I don't know, but I think you're right. Practicality is the way to go here. But isn't it true that you should not try to impress somebody on date number one because you can't keep that up?
Yeah, and in all seriousness, yeah, I think you do not want to, like, try to pull out all the stops and do the fancy restaurant and do all that kind of stuff on the first date because, yes, you cannot keep it up over the long haul. You should do something nice. I mean, you want to do something a little bit nicer than a McDonald's or a White Castle, but you don't have to do it up big unless you're going to spend the rest of your life doing that.
Show them who you are on date one. That's exactly. Because once you do that on date one, you have to practice that forever. Now, some guys will try to keep that up, and they'll go on for 6 months, a year, and then eventually, after a while, they go, whew, this is too much.
Yep, because and that's your fault because you set the bar too high the first time.
Set the bar nice and low, and then you never disappoint.
There you go.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right, see ya.
All right.
Sometimes if you set the bar too low, they won't want to date you.
Why? Listen, if they can't take you as you are, then there's not much hope.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a lot of people like that.
Wasn't there a country singer who said that? Take you as you are, take me as I am, or else don't take me.
Not a clue.
Well, okay, what else were you going to say there, Chili Boy?
I don't remember now.
It was that. So basically, we have decided that you don't impress on the first date. You don't impress at all.
I don't think Red Lobster's is impressing, is it? Is that, I mean,
I think, yeah, if the girl's been going to Wendy's. Nobody's taking somebody to Red Lobster all the time.
No, that just isn't going to happen.
No, but don't
date.
But don't put that out there in date number one. Just shoot low, and then when you do take them to Red Lobster, they're like, wow, a special occasion.
Yeah, it has to progressively get better.
Yeah. So you don't want to start
first.
Yeah, don't go high and then, you know, taper out. Start low and then build up.
So basically, just come over to my house, I'll cook you some dinner, or I'll just order out, like pizza or something, come over. And then,
yeah, let's hang out. Let's deal with each other.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can stand to be in the same room for an hour. And then, listen, if you can get through step number one, if we can stand each other for an hour, then maybe we'll go to McDonald's and get a soda. And then from there, we'll see if there's going to be food involved. Because, you know, some people turn out to be dim bulbs. I mean, you get them over and you think, oh, this will be great. This will be fascinating. And then you sit there and you want to slit your wrist 10 minutes into the conversation. You're like, this ain't happening. This ain't going anywhere.
Yeah?
This is like a Burt Reynolds movie. This just ain't happening.
Well, I mean,
true or false?
Yeah, true.
You cannot impress the girl on the first date. You've got to show her yourself. Come on over to the house. We'll talk. And then we'll see. And then if we can do that, then, hey.
We're going to walk.
Well, really, when's the last time you walked anywhere? I mean, let's be honest.
I'm just saying, though.
Well,
no.
You better hope your date's a nurse. If you're going to go out on a walk, you might not make it back.
Oh, man.
In any event.
Yeah.
So this subject is, don't impress. Is that what we've all learned?
Yes.
Help the
yep.
listening. Listen, audience. Please do not impress on the first date. You can't live up to those standards. It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And as for this girl on TikTok who shamed her first date for taking her to the Cheesecake
Shame
Factory.
Shame on her.
Shame. She had to apologize. They ran her down.
I'll have to find a video about it.
Oh, it's out there. It's out there. All right, let's go on to the next topic here. Now, I think this is kind of an interesting topic. This has to do with our favorite subject on this show, Taylor Swift. It's a shame we're not doing this with Carrington here.
I am so tired of hearing about Taylor Swift.
Well, she's the biggest thing in show business.
I know she hit $1 billion. Did you see that?
Well, so why wouldn't we talk about her?
Go ahead.
We gotta get a rub from her.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor Swift, this really has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. This was written into Dear Abby. That a friend of the person who wrote into Dear Abby apparently paid $300 for a Taylor Swift ticket, but she sold it to her daughter for $900. So now she thinks she's got a bad friend. Now, is that a bad friend to sell your daughter a $300 ticket for $900?
No.
To see Taylor Swift?
Absolutely not.
That's called business.
It's a little dirty. It's a little dirty.
It's called making a profit.
That's a little dirty. That's greedy.
Everybody makes profits.
That's greedy.
How's it greedy?
Because you only paid $300 for the ticket. If you got your $300 out of it, you didn't win or lose anything. And you send a girl who wants to go to the concert to the concert.
I mean, it's just like anything else.
See, but now it's a win-win. She gets to go to the Taylor Swift concert she wanted to go to, and I made $600 profit.
Yeah, but I bet she would rather pay $300 than $600.
Well,
or $900.
She should have researched it.
Well, how does she know how much this woman paid?
Well, I mean,
sounds to me like the woman lied.
Well, I don't know what happened, but you know, obviously she wanted more money out of it. You know, it's worth it.
Yeah, but I find that a little below the belt.
I mean, I don't know about a whole $900. I think you could have been like a whole $400.
Why didn't she question?
But I don't think I would have sold it for what I paid for it either.
Well, the girl had the choice of taking it or leaving it.
Yes, the girl could have not taken the $900, but why did this woman upsell it? That's a little devious.
There's a lot of people do that. Everybody does that in the world.
Yeah, but it didn't make you a good person.
Well, I don't think it makes a good person, but people do it.
Like, if I knew that, and then this, I had to... what if you did this, and then you found out this girl... You took this girl to Red Lobster, and then you found out she's this type of person. She's got $600 sitting at home on a ticket she made.
That sounds like a positive to
You'd
me.
You'd be ticked, wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't.
She just knows how to work the money.
Yeah, so you're asking me if I would be upset if somebody that I went on a date with knows how to sell things for a profit.
Yeah.
But no, why would I be upset?
I think that's cheating somebody out here. This is a girl, a young girl, wanted to go see Taylor Swift.
Well, she had the choice of paying the $900 or not.
Right, but She paid because she wanted her daughter to go. Now, why would you upsell her?
That's just the way.
Should have just gave her the ticket out of the kindness of her heart.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
You would just give it to
her? I have given tickets to many people for many things.
I don't know. Maybe she needed the 900 for something.
Well, I just think that's very shady to do to your friend. Now, if you want to sell it to a stranger and upsell, that's one thing. But don't upsell your daughter's friend or your friend's daughter. Don't do that either. Don't upsell your daughter's friend. Don't do either one of those things.
Are they one of her friends anymore?
I bet they're not friends anymore.
Maybe she really doesn't want to be friends with anymore. That's why she did it.
Well, she wrote this to Dear Abby.
Oh.
So, do you do this to your friend?
There's a lot of backstabbing.
Once again, I don't think I would have upcharged $600, but I definitely would upcharge.
So, how bad can you screw a friend? That's the question we want to know.
Apparently $900, $600.
No, you wouldn't do $600 to a friend.
About $50.
You'll upsell a friend $50. You'll sell out a friend for $50, but not $600.
No.
Okay, what do you think?
All jokes aside, me personally, I probably would have given a ticket.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. But, you really want to go?
But I'm saying, on the other hand, on her behalf, maybe she just needed to make a profit. A lot of people do that.
Well, then just get back what you paid for it.
Then that's not a profit.
Well, why? Listen, you can't make a profit off something like this. This isn't going to float you for life.
If you return a ticket, you actually lose money because you get the value of the ticket back. But, like, when we bought the tickets for the Packers game, it was, like, 90... There was another, like, almost $100 in just fees for using whatever app we used. It was, like, vendor fee.
Well, okay, so before we wipe this topic out, does anybody have anything they'd like to say? 740-383-9944. Also, should she have upcharged her $600?
Not 600. I would have upcharged it 600 to somebody else.
I think I would have researched it first before I would have told my friend I'll pay $900. Maybe they should have.
Well, you really don't know what your friend paid, though.
I mean, also.
But obviously, nobody paid $900.
They did.
No, yeah, they have to figure out what seat it was.
Well, right, but I think you just, you know, where did she buy it? What if you won it in a contest? You really don't know.
Well, you don't know, but if you look at the seat, if you go to Ticketmaster, you can see how much they are.
So what if you found out before you bought it that your friend was upselling you?
If you found out before, I would never do it.
But if you didn't find out, then you would?
No, I mean, regardless, I would have researched before my friend would have.
Well, I guess my question is, should you do this?
Not that much, like Matt said. I don't think you should go up that high, but... A lot of people will make a profit on things. People will sell it.
Well, I don't think you should do it. I think that's wrong. Now, people can do it. People do a lot of things. There's vampires in Worcester, for God's sake. But I don't think you should do that, necessarily.
Well, you know what? Not everybody's like everybody else, unfortunately.
Well, that's right. But I'm asking personal opinions here.
Right. I'm just saying. A lot of people have their own different conscience.
I am just of the mindset that if I could make a profit off of it, why would I not make a profit off? Like, if I'm selling it, why would I sell it for... Like, if they were going to... See, a friend is different, but if I was selling it to somebody else, make as much money as you can. Why would I ask myself...
So, jab a stranger, but don't jab your friends.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, if it's a stranger, I guess that's a whole different story. All right, let's move on to a new topic here. This is a very interesting topic, to be honest with you. Apparently there was a couple together, boyfriend and a girlfriend. And the girlfriend was claiming that the boyfriend was not doing chores around the house. I guess they lived together. And so the guy, he was curious, so he pulled up the security film at the house, and come to find out, he looked at a year and a half of security film and found out that he was doing chores. So he took the security film and he gave it to the girlfriend, and the girlfriend got ticked. She said, "This is unforgivable, this is like stalking," and she broke up with him over this. So what do you make of this?
I guess it really just depends on if she knew the camera was there, but under the assumption that she knew the camera was there, I think that she probably just wanted out of the relationship, so she just kept blaming him for not doing chores, so that way he would eventually just get tired of it and break up with her, but instead he pulled an Uno reverse card and looked...
He threw it in her face!
He looked at the film.
He said, look at this! Yeah, look at this!
It's like that commercial where they throw the red flag. Watch the replay.
That's right. That's right. She got. But I mean, don't you think it's unforgivable? It's like stalking. I think she went a little overboard there.
See, that's where I don't know if, like, I would assume she would know the camera's there because they live there together. But if she didn't know the camera was there, that's a little more understandable.
What did she want this guy to do? She's apparently upset she's not doing chores. Is she his mother?
I mean, if I lived with somebody, I would want them to do chores as well. If I'm doing chores.
Well, what is chores? Okay, what are chores here?
Taking out the trash.
Yeah, taking out the trash.
Make sure the bathroom's clean.
Doing the dishes, doing the laundry.
Well, okay, apparently he was doing that. So how did she not know that, who'd she think was doing it?
See, this is why I think that she just wanted out and this was her way out to just harass.
What a long, convoluted way to get out of a relationship. Yeah, why not just say I'm done?
Because she probably...
Take her to the Cheesecake Factory, she'll never want to go anywhere again.
She probably didn't want to seem like the bad guy.
The bad guy?
Hmm.
I don't know, the whole thing seems a little shaky to me.
I mean... Yeah?
This is why people need to really check the other person out. You can't... See, people get this endorphin rush when they meet somebody. And they... Oh, this person's terrific. This person's terrific. And then they're not doing their chores.
This is the one.
This is the one. Oh, my two favorite phrases. This is the one, and I've never met anybody like you before. If you hear those two phrases, either one of them, in tandem or together, run for your life. Run for your life. There's going to be trouble.
You're going to get trapped.
Well, you're going to get trapped because you... Listen, first of all, the one. Now, what in the world does that mean? I've asked scientists. I've asked scholars. I've asked brilliant people. What does that mean? You're the one. You're the one.
I think okay. I think it just means you're the one they're fascinated with in this current...
At the moment.
Yeah, in this current...
At the moment.
In this current moment.
At the moment.
They're soulmates.
Well, but what about... I've never met anybody like you before.
Well, I think that one's just straight up a lie.
I'm just lying to you.
I think that at the moment in time, like, the person who says it thinks it's true, but it's just not believable.
They've got that, what, rose-colored glasses, if you think that you've really never met anybody like this before? It took you this long to get to this point?
Do you go outside?
Yeah, have you ever been out in your front yard? I mean, this is silly, isn't it? Aren't these just terms to really... love bomb and kind of smear the person into believing that they're the best?
I think so.
Look at their past. Look in their past. Let's find out what's in the past.
I mean, those who forget the lessons of the past are doomed to repeat them.
That's right. Those who forget the lessons of the past are doomed to repeat them. Now, you said, what, soulmate? Is that what you said? Well, as the vampire Helene Schweizer says in Worcester, my soul is a vampire. It's all about soul stuff. So she knows all about soulmates.
I bet she does.
She'll bite your neck.
So you think I wonder if the husband's a vampire.
No, I don't think the husband's a vampire. Because she doesn't suck blood.
So she didn't turn him into a vampire.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
But I don't, when it comes back to the surveillance footage, I don't think you should throw something like that in somebody's face. Just tell her you're doing the chores, or do the chores. Well, why do you have to go get surveillance footage? Well, that seems a little extreme to me.
I would assume that if it got to the point where he pulled film and said, I'm doing my chores, he had gotten fed up with saying, I'm doing the chores.
Isn't that a chore in and of itself?
Telling her that you're doing...
You're pulling all that footage for a year and a half looking for you doing the chores?
If I was being... Like, if somebody was bothering me every day about not doing something that I knew I was doing, I think I would do the same thing.
What kind of spiteful relationship is this where the woman is saying, you're not doing any chores, and the man is pulling the security footage to show that he's doing chores? This is a dysfunctional relationship. You know what? But I bet when they met, you were the one. You were the one.
Most definitely.
I never met anybody like you before. There was never anybody who did chores like you. No, nobody could cut surveillance footage like you could. My goodness. You're the one.
You know, just in case you have any need to pull the film.
I'm telling you, bring them over to the house. Have like a 45-minute conversation. See how that goes. And if it goes, then you go down to McDonald's and you get a soda. Buy them a soda. It's only $1.39. And then if that goes well, then you can progress to food. You don't start with the Cheesecake Factory.
I mean,
it's phony.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. What do you think, Sean?
I mean, I think I would fix my meal at the house first.
No, because you know what? If they might stay. And I'm telling you, sometimes you get in these conversations, and it's really like a dim bulb. Have you ever seen a bulb flicker? You start to see that flicker in their eyes. Like, ooh, are you there? Hello? You know?
Start to think they're empty-headed.
Well, I don't want to say that. I mean,
you get one of those.
You had a neighbor. Oh, that's right. Tell your famous story here about how you broke up with your girlfriend.
So
somebody might not have heard that fantastic story.
2 or 3 years ago, I had dated this one girl, and I thought she was funny, and she was like, she wasn't like the best looking, but she wasn't like ugly. But it was okay. Like she was nice.
Was she the one?
No, I never thought that
you. Did you ever meet anybody like her before?
Absolutely, okay. I have absolutely.
You met many people like her. All right, yes. Okay, go ahead.
But we talked for like 2 weeks, and then I was like, man. And then I told her that she had the brain capacity of a goldfish, and I couldn't stand to talk to her anymore.
What was it about her that sent you down this road?
She couldn't have intelligent conversation.
Like, what does that mean? Were you like talking about Socrates or something?
Just she could, she just anything. She just wasn't very. I guess. No, I don't. She just wasn't very knowledgeable about.
Wouldn't
many
that
things.
Have been better to say? You're not very knowledgeable.
No.
I think that would have probably left you on better terms.
I just called her. I mean, it means the same thing. You're not very knowledgeable. Sorry, I'll see you later.
Okay. Have you ever run into any dim bulbs?
No. Not any. Not really.
I've ran into a couple. Yeah. You know, their eyes are kind of like Bambi. Their eyes are just like wide open. And you think, hello? Hello?
Are you anybody? In there?
Are you in there? Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
God bless their heart, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll find a nice, you know, uneducated gentleman, and they can go off to Cheesecake Factory and have a high old time. What more can you say?
Here's hoping.
Well, you hope so. Now, here's an interesting subject we had the other night on the exchange as well. Uncontrollable laughter. We've all had it where you laugh at an inappropriate time. You shouldn't laugh. At funerals, at all kinds of places, and you can't stop. What do you do? Now, the recommendation is to pass it off as a cough. What do you do? Have you ever had uncontrollable laughter? Inappropriate uncontrollable laughter.
Yeah, I believe so. Like, when people get in trouble sometimes and it's just awkward moments, I'll just, like, start thinking to myself because I'm like, man, this is kind of... So I'll start running thoughts and I'll have, like... a funny memory or something like that, and then I'll just laugh, and then people will look at me like I'm crazy.
So I'll tell the story that I told the other night again. I was at a funeral, and it wasn't a real close funeral because it was, it was somebody, but I didn't know him very well, and I was at the funeral. We went as a station group. There was a whole group from the station at the funeral, and I'm at the funeral, and, you know, that's not the time to be laughing, and we had to pray before the funeral started, so we all hunched over in prayer. Is that how you say it? We hunched over in prayer. No, we bent forward in prayer, and the chairs in the funeral home were not exactly braced for the capacity that one of the people at the funeral was, you know, bringing to the game. So we bend over in prayer, and the pastor starts to pray, and all of a sudden I hear... from the chair beside me, and I'm telling you, I couldn't even see straight. I mean, it was awful. I started to bite the inside of my lip. I tried to pretend I was crying. I put my hands in my you know, one of those, because I thought this chair was going to give way, and I saw the knees straight down in front of this chair, because the only thing worse than uncontrollable laughter at a funeral is ending up on your rear end because of James. I can't even to this day talk about it. Oh, it's horrible. Sean, do you have anything to say? Do you ever have uncontrollable laughter?
I do. Mine's a funeral as well.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what do you have to say?
Oh my God, it was at a funeral, and this person was making comments. And I had to put my hands on my face, but then I was crying as well, because I was laughing at I was bust out laughing.
What kind of comments?
Oh, it was just making... This person knew this other person really well, and he wasn't there when they passed away, and he was all upset, and he was just making, you know, bad comments.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
And I just, I mean, not bad comments about the person, but the slurs, I guess, he was using.
Just remember, when you are at a funeral, when that chair starts to go, you don't want to be there. It is a funny, funny, funny moment. It, you know, we're going to think, we got a break because we've got news and weather coming up here, but stay tuned, we've got big stuff to come, we got a top 10, you on the toll-free line, and we're also going to hopefully tell you how not to laugh at funerals, or anywhere else for that matter that's inappropriate, and we've got a story about Britney Spears, Jada Pinkett Smith. Ooh, what's going on there? Stay with us, we're coming back with more Friday Night Fun. Don't you laugh too hard, we'll be back.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the, you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday morning we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce